This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Bill, Chris is one of the people who's not been enthusiastic about Donald Trump. But one of the things you see in this polling, he is consolidating that Republican vote.
To some degree, and I mean, I don't think this race is over, and I've been thinking for 2 or 3 weeks here that it's people are overestimating how certain it is that Hillary Clinton will win. Now, the big problem he has is in the ABC Washington Post poll, and this has been very steady for a year, is he qualified to be president? Very simple question. 36% yes, 60% no. You know, that if 36% of the public thinks you're, only 36% think you're qualified to be president, you have a problem. On the other hand, people want change. What's Hillary Clinton's message? That's the thing that strikes me the most. I mean, what will she change? I mean, I think Trump should actually put up an ad saying, you want change, I'm going to change things, I'm going to build the wall, I'm going to renegotiate trade deals, I'm going to build the military, whatever. What is Hillary Clinton going to change about the path we're on?
What Bill Kristol is missing here, I mean, he's on the edge of it. But the critical issue, which keeps coming back, it has to do with leadership. You know, leadership takes you from where you are and gives you a vision of where you want to be, and it gives you a pathway to get there. And this is what Donald Trump is doing. This is his strength as a leader. I mean, you don't build billion-dollar companies without understanding and being a leader. And he is a natural leader. Like it or not, look at the empirical evidence. So he's taken many in his company from where they are to where they need to be time and time again. He's got a successful track record. I mean, you know, what people are getting lost and all tangled up in this situation about his comments about Putin. I mean, this was said earlier by others about Putin, comparing Putin's leadership style with one Barack Obama. Putin is real clear. I mean, you know where he is going. You may not like where he's going, but as a leader, is he effective, you know, in terms of leadership qualities? And as opposed to someone else, by comparison, who will make a statement and say, hey, there's a red line in the sand there. Do not cross over that red line. Well, that was kind of like the fuzzy red line. I mean, I'm going to move it down a little bit more. You know, this is problematic. And then you tell people, well, it's not a ransom, but forget about what you want to tell people, you know, what you're trying to tell the American people, what is a ransom or not. What do the ransomers think? You know, you're going to tell me that Iran didn't look at it as a ransom? You better believe they did. You're going to tell me that other bad players in the region didn't think it was ransom? You better believe they did. People will do that which they get rewarded for. So what did they do? They say, okay, the United States is paying ransom. So let's get a couple of Americans, and we'll put them on the block, and you know, we'll chill them out and see if they're willing to pay up again. Because we demonstrated that we would do that. But I don't care what Joe Biden says. I don't care what Secretary of State John Kerry says, or even what our president says. It is the people there that got the money, and they say it's a ransom. That's what's more important. And you ask anybody else around the world if they saw it as a ransom or as some, you know, payoff or some, you know, deal, money's owed. Well, if that's the case, what about the monies that was owed to the victims? And we're going back to the victims that were held hostage back in the 70s. And there's all kinds of billions of dollars owed there. Why didn't you, you know, derivate some of that money to offset, you know, what they've been owed? You know, I don't know. You drive yourself nuts trying to figure this stuff out, I understand, because it's not reasonable. That's what happens when you get elites running the show here, because they have their own narrative and their own understanding, and we just have to go along. You know, that's our job. Their job is to lead and take all the money they can get away with and we're just supposed to just go along and be part of the greater collective. This is Bill Martinez. We're live. The conversation continues right here. Thank you for joining us.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop me. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. You better stop me.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here with you just about 6 minutes after the top of the hour. It's always great to have you along with us. For more information on the show, BillMartinezLive.com. That's where you want to go. Ian Brown is with us right now. He's an author and feature writer for The Globe and Mail, whose work has won many national magazine and national newspaper awards. His most recent book, The Boy and the Moon, A Father's Search for His Disabled Son, was named one of New York Times' 10 best books of the year and reviewed in and featured on the front cover of the New York Times Book Review. Ian Brown, good to have you with us on Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
I'm well, thanks, Bill. Thanks for having me.
Hey, good to have you here. Say about 62 million people around the world are turning 60 this year, this according to the Census Bureau, but does hitting that milestone really mean the beginning of the end? I think as we, you know, have the baby boomers going through the process, we're kind of redefining what 60 is, and you're saying, in your perspective, 60 is the new 40, right?
Well, I would love to believe that 60 is the new 40, especially with 10,000 people turning 60 every day in North America for the next 15 years, 10,000 people a day. That's either going to be a very crabby society, or, you know, it's going to be a great one. And the problem I found, the reason I kept a diary for a year that I was 60, is that I couldn't, you know, I wanted to do all the things that I'm supposed to do. I wanted to feel sexy at 60. I wanted to think that I would be younger next year. I wanted all this great, you know, that 60 is the new 40. I definitely wanted to be optimistic. The only problem is that not all the evidence was pointing in that direction. And on any given day, you know, I would go feeling.
You mean to tell me your body was trying to tell you something else, or what was going on here?
No, it all started with my hearing. I work at a newspaper, and I went to a story meeting, and I had just finished reading a book about Cape Horn, you know, the tip of South America, about marine expeditions. And there was a young guy in the meeting, and he stood up and he said, "I want to write a story about gay porn, about homosexual pornography." Right. And I jumped up and said, "Oh, I love Cape Horn. It's fantastic. I can't get enough." And he said, "Really? You know, you don't seem to." It took about 5 minutes to figure out that he was saying gay
porn.
And I was thinking, and I realized my hearing was going. I noticed I started, my hair was going. I started to use a little product to keep the little, you know, fluttering bit.
I like how you say that, using a little product. I like that. That's good.
Just a little.
Then
one day, you know, I'm standing in front of the mirror, having applied it to my hands, and I put it on my face, thinking that it was sunblock. So, you know, there were these moments that were, you know, I wanted to be optimistic, but there are days, I think, when even the most optimistic 60-year-old, and you know, it doesn't get easier as you go on, you just can't maintain that optimism. And I didn't think there was really anything wrong with that. Just as I sort of resist this notion that at 60 I'm over the hill and that I should think of retiring and that, you know, that there's all this pressure to be young, that marketers aren't interested in me anymore, I'm in the wrong category, blah, blah, blah. I wanted to figure out just how normal it is to feel both good and bad about this kind of existential process of getting older.
Well, we're talking with Ian Brown, his new book, 60, A Diary of My First, My 61st Year, which is quite creative. I mean, you know, that's awesome that you did that, as you, you know, probably document. And then maybe at certain parts, you probably say, gosh, now I'm sorry I documented this deal. But,
oh, yeah.
You know, you look back. But for the rest of us, you know, we're glad you did, because then we say, hey, you know what? We're right with you.
Yeah, well, that's good to hear. You know, the interesting thing is that what I don't understand, I mean, maybe you how old are you?
I'm a little over 60. Yes, I'm a boomer.
That's a pretty good answer. I like
that. Terms. I have product here. You know.
That's good. But you know, this is the thing. There are maybe like me. There are days I walk out, you know, and I'm hanging around with guys at work who are 28 years old, and I'm keeping up with them, and I'm chatting with them, and I'm making jokes, and I know as much as they do, and you know, and I think. I honestly think to myself, I'm 28 years old, and then I walk by a mirror, or I see some guy who's balding, right, who's more bald than I am, and I think, oh my God, look how bald that guy is. He's so much closer to death than I am, and he's actually 35 years old.
Yes.
What amazes me, and what I discovered in the course of keeping this diary, I started reading and talking to people about this, and I realized that, you know, everybody is aging from the moment you're born. I mean, at 28, your brain has expanded to its maximum capacity and begins the long, slow decline. By 35, your skin is falling apart. By 40, your bones are turning to ash. But we have this capacity to deny this kind of aging creature who is inside us, right? We kind of live a double life. There's the outside, positive, optimistic, and then there's the inside, which is the true self. And eventually, I think you just can't, you know, it's like any double life. You just can't deny it after a while. And that's why it comes as a shock to discover that at around 60, when your body begins to fail you, your old pal that you've relied on for so much, it just suddenly says, I'm sorry, I can't maintain the illusion that you are only younger anymore. Mm-hmm. And that's so
yeah, for me, Ian, it's taking naps. I never took naps before. And when I had a little bout with cancer, then I had to take naps. I didn't have a choice. But I've become a lot more sensitive to what my body is saying. And I say, you know, kind of like the old general said, it's not that I'm retreating. I'm just attacking from a different direction.
All right. Well, and you know, I'm lucky enough not to have faced so far any major health challenges. So I have even less reason to complain than anybody. But you know, complain we do. And the interesting thing I think about that business of you know, trying to approach it from another angle is we think we. Of course, we should be grateful. We should be one way. We should only be this way. As it's instead of concentrating on what actually is, we for so much of our lives pay attention to what should be, what we're supposed to do, what other people tell us to do. And I think at 60, as you finally run into the reality of your physical self, your mental self, of time going by, you actually get to drop those pretenses and be.
Yes.
More authentic, which is fantastic. It's a great gift of aging.
And I'm sure that you found the same thing, is that there's freedom in that. You know, when you realize, okay, look at, you know, I'm not doing an Ironman run here. I'm going to stay within, you know, and of course it's tough for me because all my life I've been, you know, like you talk about being very optimistic. I've been an athlete. Most of my life, I've been very active. You know, I don't play racquetball every day. Now, you know, I play golf. You know, I make some adjustments, you know, and I've accepted that.
Right, right. Well, this is the thing, you know, we live according to the expectations of the outer world, but as you get older, you deal more with the inner world. It's that weird actuarial thing. I don't know whether you do this, but after 60, everything you do, you think, well, is this the last cast iron frying pan I'm going to buy? Because those things last forever.
You know, funny you should say that. Hey, what's the big golden nugget takeaway out of your book that you want people to get?
Well, instead of trying to cram everything that you think you missed into the time you have left, I think the answer, and this is what keeping a diary taught me, is to pay attention in a deeper way to less. So you
exactly.
Concentrate more on fewer details.
Ian Brown on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Ian.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-617-9312. 800-617-9312. 800-617-9312.
It started at Bunco Night. A little tickle my throat, says Sandra. Then comes Colin barking like a seal. That cough, that's the flu. And then it spreads to Edna, to Wiley, to Marjorie. But when it comes to your door, you won't be answering because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're seeing doctors and sweating through fevers, you'll be teaching your granddaughter the two-deck shuffle. Shield yourself at Rite Aid before it's too late. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends flu and pneumonia shots. No appointments necessary, and they're free with Medicare Part B. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Are the answers to your present and future hidden in your past? Akashic Readings help you learn to unlock the answers for love, finances, weight loss, self-esteem, confusion, grief and loss, and more. Akashic email readings by Dr. Kelly Maroon, PhD, are specially priced right now. Learn more at Dr. Kelly Maroon's website, akashicuniversal.com, spelled AKASHICUniversal.com. Change your life today. Become one with your true path with intention on purpose. Visit akashicuniversal.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
We the people. Listen to Bill Martinez live. Martinez. Access Live.
Hey, just the way you like me, fresh every day, 3 hours, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. And if you're with me right here in Maui, Betty, early right now because it happens 3 to 6 every day. But we're heading back to California on our way to the East Coast ever so gently after celebrating the birth of our ninth grandchild and our first Hawaiian-born Maui boy. So we're all excited about that. So it's mixed emotions. I'm already missing them, and we haven't left yet, you know. So you know how that goes. Speaking of the voice of truth, Susan Swift is with us. She's a writer, reporter at Politichicks, and has been focused on investigating Hillary Clinton's numerous health issues going back some 8 years. Susan, good to have you with us on Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Thanks so much for having me, Bill. I'm great, and congratulations on the birth of your ninth grandchild.
Yeah, we're excited. I say my ninth. You know, my mom, it's my mother's 50th great-grandchild. Is that unbelievable? Oh, yeah, it's been awesome. Hey, I appreciate you coming on to talk about, you know, what's been so hazy, as we talked about before we went on the air here, is typical to form of Hillary Clinton, lots of smoke. And we're trying to interpret the smoke signals, and because we don't have it exactly right, they want to insult us. But this is the information that she leaves us with, doesn't she?
Yes. This is on her. She has been hiding something, and we are left to wonder what it is. And I've been looking back over the years to try to document what is going on. I've been writing about this since January. A lot of the mainstream media, they're just now coming to the party and saying, oh, well, the coughing is new. It's not. She's been coughing for at least 8 years. And that's symptomatic of many different ailments. And I started poking around going, well, what else could there be? And so I started looking at the various things that might be going on with her. We know she has, for instance, life-threatening blood clots. She tends to make blood clots. She's had three already. She's already released that she is hypo. Hypothyroidism. And she now we know she has a history of falling. Your listeners might not realize that she has fallen at least four times that I've been able to document, including this one that just happened. So three other ones instead of this. In addition to this. And that on top of the chronic coughing that's been going back for almost a decade that we know of, again, that we know of. Hillary is responsible herself. She is not releasing her medical records. I think she's wiping them clean just like she wiped her server, or she's deleting them like she's deleted 30,000 emails.
Emails, right,
and
exactly.
It's not helping.
Well, you know, and also there was evidence, you know, with the glasses that she wore. You know, some medical experts would say, wait a minute, that is quite telling. There's more to those glasses than what we would be told or have been told.
That goes along with the chronology of her fall. As we know, she's on two different medicines, you know, hypothyroidism and also this Coumadin, which is a blood thinner. And if you look back in 2009, we know from documentation, not from Hillary so much as we know from the press, the New York Times and ABC, they reported that Hillary fell in 2009. She experienced what they called a severe fall, breaking her elbow. So she's broken a bone. And ABC warned that that could be, you know, maybe a risk for osteoporosis if, you know, she falls and she's got osteoporosis. So they're at least aware of that fall. And in 2011, so 2 years later, while boarding a plane, we have video of Hillary falling again. She's walking up the stairs to the plane. She gets into the plane and falls down. Major media is not really reporting this. This is, basically YouTube and other places. The video hasn't really been aired. And we see her fall after she's made the stairs, and then the lights go up in the cockpit. The third time she fell, 2012, that was on stage at a speaking event, and her campaign blamed it on fainting. We don't know if that's really the cause, because she ended up with a blood clot in her brain from that. Bill, her husband, said it took Hillary 6 months to recover from that concussion. She got a severe concussion ostensibly because she fell. However, the interesting thing is they don't typically – now this is from Politichicks reporter that has been uncovered a little bit additional information from Robert Bazell. he said that the problem with concussions, when they lead to blood clots, the blood clots are not usually treated with blood thinners, as they say Hillary's being treated for this
Well, she could she'd bleed to death, wouldn't she? If
Exactly.
And, yeah, that's what
And his point is, his Dr. Robert Mazel's point is that if Hillary had a blood clot that occurred because that, that already had occurred, they would treat that with blood thinners, but it is contraindicated to treat her with blood thinners for a blood clot that happens as a result of a concussion. It makes me wonder, is it the egg or the chicken? Does she have a condition that is causing her to fall, perhaps a brain abnormality like a seizure or stroke that is causing her to fall, and then she gets the concussion and the blood clot? Is there something else? Because why would they be treating her with blood thinners when it's not necessarily indicated for a blood clot from a concussion? And that gets me to the seizures. I know you have very limited time.
Well, we've got a couple minutes, so go ahead. Go ahead. Let's go. I mean, I appreciate you've been tracking on this for 8 years, Susan, so your perspective and information in light of the fact that we have very little to go on is enlightening, so I appreciate what you're sharing with us.
And we have little to go on because of Hillary herself. Now, we do know, though, that Hillary has admitted, this is in at Benghazi, remember the big, thick glasses, and she has something called a Fresnel lens on the glass. Fresnel lenses are there to help you with double vision. And she's also pointed back to this concussion event, the fall at 2012 concussion. She's blamed this for her memory lapses. Recall, she's told the FBI she can't remember things 39 times. I can't recall. I don't remember. 39 times she said that, blaming her memory lapse on this concussion. It was very
Is she gonna remember the nuclear code?
Well, I wonder, do we really want somebody with their finger over a button who can't remember why we're going to bomb, you know, the ISIS into, you know, smithereens? I don't know. But here's where I started wondering about brain seizures. Because, again, Hillary's not telling us these things. She's not releasing her medical records. I'm not a doctor. I'm just doing as much investigation as I can. We have two or three videos. There's two for sure where you can see Hillary experiencing what might be a petit mal seizure, also called an absence seizure. And that condition causes kind of a period of blanking out, or shall we say short-circuiting, when you start to kind of lose your focus. And we see her speaking live at a campaign event. She loses her train of thought. She doesn't know what she's saying. She pauses for a minute, and you can see her kind of come back from that.
Right.
So like she's short-circuited. And then a more troubling video. This was more impromptu. This is a citizen journalist just asking her questions. And it appears as though she has a seizure on camera.
Exactly.
She has a truly bizarre reaction. And there's also another event when someone with balloons let up some balloons. Both of those incidences, and it's hard to do this on radio, it's like mailing you a haircut. How do you explain this? But her head starts to bob wildly, and her face.
Well, when you look at the body language of the reporters there, Susan, I mean, they kind of backed off, and you know, they kind of, you know, later on when asked about it, they kind of, you know, shoved it off into nothingness. But their initial reaction was one that, you know, was like, whoa, what's going on here? You know.
Exactly, and she starts to kind of seize up. And, well, not see, but bobble around, kind of grimace, and her eyes are blinky, 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 blinky. And then she kind of comes back and does not even answer the question. She says, oh, this chai latte is really good. As though she didn't even hear what was said or does not remember. And I am wondering now, seizures are caused by abnormal activity in a person's brain. I'm wondering if we have two examples of this. And I think it's time for her to release her medical records and have an EEG, which is an electroencephalogram.
Well, Susan, we're out of time. We have to leave it right there. Thank you for being with us, a writer and reporter, Politichicks. Susan Swift on Bill Martinez Live.
Did you know there's an approved health care choice just for Christians that's founded on the timeless principles in God's Word? It's not insurance. It's MediShare. Over 189,000 believers across America who love God and share each other's health care bills. It's about half the cost of health insurance, and you never pay for medical practices that go against your Christian beliefs. Best of all, the health care law includes a special provision for MediShare members, so you don't have to buy insurance or face penalties. MediShare is affordable health care without compromise.
learn how thousands of Christians can help you save on your health care. For your free information guide, call 855-BIBLE-11. Not available in Montana. MediShare, affordable biblical health care. Call 855-BIBLE-11. That's 855-BIBLE-11.
Attention, investors saving for retirement. What if you could store your IRA or 401k where you can see, touch, and hold it in your hands in the form of physical gold and silver coins? You know you can't do that with your stocks. With the Augusta Gold and Silver IRA, you can transfer retirement savings into physical coins and store them where you can actually hold them in your hands, where you can get your gold fast in a disaster. Augusta Precious Metals offers free shipping, zero management fees, and Augusta pays all upfront costs. Getting started is absolutely free, so call today, 855-222-5857. Rated A-plus with the Better Business Bureau, Augusta Precious Metals enjoys a 98% 5-star customer satisfaction rating with TrustLink.org. Trust Augusta. Call toll-free, 855-222-5857 now for your free guide to Augusta Gold IRAs. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
Hard to get you into my life. What can I do? What can I be? When I'm with you, I want to stay there. If I'm true, I'll never leave. And if I do, I know the way there. And I suddenly see you. Ooh, did I tell you I need you every single day of my life? Got to get you into my life.
It's about that time, ladies and gentlemen. 28 minutes before the top of the hour, and Bill Martinez. Hey, congratulations to Born This Way. They won an Emmy for the first time ever. A series starring a cast with disabilities has won an Emmy Award. As you'll recall, we had talked with Sandra McElwee, and she is one of the cast members and the mother of Sean McElwee, who is part of that ensemble cast, Born This Way, which is in its second season on A&E, and they won for Outstanding Unstructured Reality Series, beating out five other series, including previous winners, Deadliest Catch and Intervention. In addition, two episodes from Born This Way were nominated for Outstanding Picture Editing for an Unstructured Reality Program, but lost out to HBO's Project Greenlight. But, congratulations. What a great series. It is rather tender. You know, you've got these 22, 32-year-old, I think there's seven members in the cast, and you got parents involved as well. But boy, I'll tell you, they have really have done something most incredible and encouraging. Born This Way, I highly recommend it. And again, it was good fun talking with Sandra about some of the inner workings of the show. And that's one of the interviews, by the way. When you go to Bill Martinez Live, you can look it up, and it is available, you know, for you. So if you want to download it and listen to it at your own convenience, good fun. Give you a little bit more insight, and you can join in the celebration born this way. Very well done. Good show. Nicholas Everstadt is with us. He's an American Enterprise Institute scholar, a Henry Wendt scholar in political economy. His research areas include poverty, economic development policy, foreign aid, Russia and other former Soviet republics, global health, infant mortality, HIV, AIDS, North and South Korea. And just on a couple of those, we could be here all day talking with Nicholas and taking advantage of his insight and knowledge and research on these different topics. But we're going to talk about unemployment. I also want to talk a little bit about North Korea with, a report that looks like, one nuclear blast isn't enough, which they celebrated on their birthday. Now they're looking at another one possibly as well. Nicholas Everstadt, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Oh, thank you so much for inviting me.
Hey, appreciate you coming on. I want to talk about your recent article here. At 4.9%, the nation's unemployment rate is half of what it was in the recession. But you say that's not the big problem. There's more to that number than we're realizing, isn't it?
Yeah, I think absolutely so. I've got a book coming out next week on exactly this called Men Without Work, mm-hmm. America's Invisible Crisis. And here's the problem. The unemployment rate was devised in a time when there were really only two employment statuses for working age men. You either had a job or you were out of a job and looking for work.
Mm-hmm.
Now there is a third option, a third way as well, which is neither working nor looking for work. And as it happens, for every guy between the ages of 25 and 54, the so-called prime working ages, who is unemployed, there are three, count them, three guys who are neither working nor looking for work. This is a viable option in modern America. 7 million guys in this critical age group, neither with jobs nor looking for them.
Well, Nicholas, the question we've had on this show repeatedly, and I understand some of that's supported by government aid, entitlements, all that, you know, trying to do what we can. But, you know, what happens to the rest of the people there? They're just not eating? You know, I'm saying, look, if they got to meet their nut, they got to find some way. Either they're going to do it with some sort of government intervention and entitlement program, or they're developing a black market labor force that's working under the table.
Yes, of course, you're right, Bill. So by definition, the uncounted economy is uncounted. We know that there's some under-the-table work going on there. We also know that over half of this unworking prime-age male army is receiving one or more disability benefit program payments in addition to means-tested benefits. And we have some pretty good information suggesting that these guys are also getting supported by their wives or women or other household members.
Mm.
It's not a great life for everybody, but it's not absolutely at the bottom either. The people who are in the bottom rung are mainly in female-headed households with women who are trying to support children.
You imagine, Nicholas, what these people, and you're on both sides, men and women, as you say to your point, that they've lost hope, and their only hope is the government, and hoping that somehow they're going to answer their need. And as we know, the government is limited with its resources.
Well, one thing which is really shocking to me out of this homework I did for my book, mm-hmm. Men Without Work, is the reports of time use by these unworking men. Mm-hmm. About one-tenth of them are adult students, and they're just training to get back in the game.
Mm-hmm.
The other nine-tenths approximately, it's more than 6 million, report that they spend less time in volunteer work than working women, working men, unemployed men. Less time in religious activities. Less time in helping out around the house. Less time in helping with kids. Their full-time job, according to these survey reports, self-reported, is sitting in front of screens.
TV, internet,
over 2,000 hours a year. And one of the things, in addition to the huge idleness and waste of time involved there, is the whole question of what this does for skills. I mean, women go out of the workforce to raise kids, but those women are never idle.
They're very busy.
They have to be reliable. What about these guys? Will they be suitable for getting in the game?
Yeah, when they go back to the starting line, they're starting, you know, 30 yards behind everybody because they've, cooked their brain on idle work that doesn't even prepare them for an opportunity.
Well, if we had a smarter set of social programs, if we had a disability program that instead of kind of incentivizing disability, put forward a work-first principle. You know, you show up for training, you show up for job placement, you show up for jobs, and, you know, we'll kind of help you out with that.
Right.
I think we'd get around some of that, or at least we wouldn't incentivize it.
Exactly. Well, I wanted to talk also about North Korea. They just, said happy birthday. They're firing off a nuke. Ignited, what, a 5.0 earthquake?
That's what I read.
Go ahead.
So they've been, they are a difficult country to follow and a very difficult government to understand, not least because of their state-enforced secrecy. But in this case, they've been doing the same thing for decades. What they've been doing is gradually building and trying to perfect a nuclear arsenal with the capability of hitting the United States. And they don't want to be able to threaten the United States just because it's fun, although that may be fun. It's an instrumental purpose. They want to threaten the United States, to break our alliance to protect South Korea, to get our soldiers out of South Korea, so that they can continue what they kind of began with the Korean War. There aren't that many ideas over there.
Right. Well, Nicholas, we're out of time. Nicholas Eberstadt on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Nicholas.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
This message is sponsored by Elcon with USA Swimming.
Hi, I'm Dara Torres, five-time Olympic swimmer, former world record holder, and paid spokesperson for Elcon. It takes hard work and dedication to be an Olympic athlete, but now my most important job is being a mom to my own swimmer. This summer, your children may be spending more time in the water, so it's important to know how to spot signs and symptoms of swimmer's ear and to know what to do about it. As my doctor explained, swimmer's ear, medically known as acute otitis externa, or AOE for short, is a common ear infection often brought on by water remaining in the ear after swimming, creating an environment that aids the growth of bacteria. You can learn more about swimmer's ear at drops101.com. If you notice your child has any signs of swimmer's ear, contact your doctor to discuss potential treatment options. Go to drops101.com to learn more.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. sunshine-pillows.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-798-4326. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-798-4326. That's 1-800-798-4326. 1-800-798-4326.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
From Maine to Oregon and SoCal to Florida, Bill Martinez live.
Hey, you know, every word that you say.
With you, I'll tell you, every time I hear their music, it's a chicken skin experience. You know, of course, for many of you, you recognize this as the music of Hillsong, and we're really in for a treat this week because United Hillsong, Let Hope Rise, is a new motion picture genre, the theatrical worship experience that is being released this week. The film explores Hillsong's humble beginnings and astonishing rise to prominence as an international church whose songs are sung every Sunday by more than 50 million people worldwide. Can you imagine that? I mean, the impact and the reach that Hillsong music stretches to around the world, it is absolutely amazing, and certainly we all have to agree that it could not be done without God's very hand being upon all their efforts. I think most people would be surprised that all of Hillsong United's 11-member band, they're volunteers or employees of the church, okay? Their songs are so popular, estimated that on any Sunday, as I say, more than 50 million churchgoers around the world are singing one of Hillsong's worship songs, no matter the denomination. Their songs have been translated into 60 languages. They've sold more than 16 million albums. The church itself spans 14 global locations, including London, Paris, Stockholm, Cape Town, and Moscow, with more than 100,000 weekly attendees, including thriving congregations in New York and in Los Angeles. And in addition to its music efforts, Hillsong sponsors worldwide ministry work and that include feeding and educating children in the slums of India, building housing for those living with AIDS in Africa, and rescuing victims of human trafficking around the globe. Outreaches paid for in part through proceeds from Hillsong United Music and merchandise sales. You know, some of the songs, of course, they're popular songs. Touch the Sky, Mighty to Save, From the Inside Out, Hosanna, Lead Me to the Cross, Relentless with Everything, Cornerstone, Oceans, Most Amazing. All these songs, and they're just their gift. Their gift to the church, their gift to the world has just been so appreciated. Now, I'm stretching for a little bit of time because we're expecting Matt Crocker to join us. Matt Crocker is one of the members of Hillsong. The other thing you'd be surprised to appreciate here is their combined social media presence reaches nearly 100 million people globally. Is this massive? I mean, absolutely incredible. And at one point, the band topped the Christian music charts for 6 months. The group's 2013 album, Zion, debuted at number one in iTunes overall album chart and cracked the Billboard Top 5 in the U.S. The band song Oceans, which I mentioned earlier, was nominated 2 years in a row as Best Christian Song by Billboard Music Awards. And, of course, the church's annual conferences features music from the band. They've sold out just auditoriums like Radio City Music Hall, the Hollywood Bowl, Red Rocks Amphitheater, and the O2 Arena. And the movie website, by the way, for more information, you can go to hillsongmovie.com and get all the information so you know where that's being played in your local area. That's hillsongmovie.com. So, you know, we're going to hold and, you know, for right now, for Matt, if he's able to join us, then we'll bring him back on and have a direct conversation with him about the movie. United Hillsong, Let Hope Rock. Motion picture genre, the theatrical worship experience that is going to be real special. I cannot wait to see it myself and join with people all across this country, around the world, for a special time of worship and appreciation of their gifts, their talents, and, of course, the glory that that they offer up to the one and only Jesus Christ and our Lord and Savior. So good fun, and that will be coming. Earlier I'd mentioned that, you know, the Born This Way was an Emmy Award winner, a great show. We were so grateful to interview Sandra McElwee. She is one of the members. Of course, she's also in the cast as well, but she is Sean's mother, and she visited with us a couple weeks back after the nomination. And so congratulations to Sandra and the staff. I mean, this is the first time ever a series starring a cast with disabilities has won an Emmy Award. Born This Way, their second season underway on A&E. They won for Outstanding Unstructured Reality Series, beating out five other series, including previous winners. And I know that that show is just been an incredible blessing. And it gives us an insight, again, just how precious life is, made in the image of God. And it is, you know, reminds us, you know, what it's all about in honoring life. And you see what these kids are going through. I mean, there's about a 10-year range in age from 22 to 32, and they're living life. And, you know, going through the experiences that we all go through, you know, with their level of understanding. It's absolutely, absolutely precious and I believe very holistic on many levels. This one here that's been underreported is that Britain, you know, we talk about building a wall here in the United States. Britain officially now is building a wall to keep refugees out. Did you hear about that? Of course you didn't. Well, Britain's new immigration minister, Robert Goodwill, has confirmed Britain will soon begin building a big new wall, quote unquote, across the English Channel to hinder the flow of migrants invading the country at a cost of $2.6 million. The 13-foot-tall concrete barrier will replace the inadequate fencing that has failed to prevent migrants from jumping over to the other side from France. So, you know, walls are the order of the day. I know that some would resist it. But again, you know, as Donald Trump and others are saying, is that, look, at every nation is defined by its borders. You're not a nation, you know, or you definitely make yourself vulnerable and not be holding, you know, to any kind of definition of a nation if you have no borders and no boundaries. And so here Britain is figuring it out. And as we've talked with our other experts previously, you know, it's amazing. You know, so what happens in Europe somehow migrates into the West. And you would think that with the empirical evidence and what we've seen, I mean, if it was so brilliant, you know, having open borders in the East, you know, there'd be a lot of positive reports. But if anything, you know, we're hearing all these negative reports, the impact it has on the culture and their society there. It is just incredible. But yet somehow, you know, with the globalist mindset that exists here in this country, you know, from, you know, people like our president and, of course, the Democratic nominee, Hillary Clinton, who believes that we should not have any borders, that it should be wide open, that, you know, we should just have people come in that, you know, have no interest in adding, you know, to the proposition of the American dream and our Constitution. And why can we not have a vetting process? I mean, why do we even bother, I guess for this that matter, why do we even bother with the million of legal immigrants that we let come into the country? Why do we even put them through the drill if we don't care? And we're just going to let people come in, you know, pal-mal into this country, whether they're interested in supporting, you know, the American dream and supporting our Constitution? You know, why does it matter? You know, we have 10,000 refugees right now that have come in from Syria. We have very little idea about their background and what kind of impact that will have. And it's already demonstrating, you know, a rather deleterious impact in Europe. But for some reason, we lose something in translation. We can't appreciate, you know, the impact that it's had there. And we say, okay, hey, we're just going to embrace it because we're America and we're that much better and we know that much better. Look, at a terrorist, a terrorist, you know, damage is damage. I mean, we're reminded of that over the weekend in our, you know, memory and commemorating 15 years after 9/11, 4 years after Benghazi. You know, people want to do America harm. We have already had a declaration of war on our country. And somehow, you know, people think it's OK to bury your head in the sand. And then who are we putting at risk? Putting our family, putting our country, everything that we stand for is at risk because we want to deny the obvious. You know, it is, yes, it is unconscionable. It is most incredible that is where America finds itself today. But, you know, this is what the lack of leadership does to this country. Again, I say that the challenge for leadership and the call for leadership is to take this country from where we are to where we need to be. And the next president of this country is going to have their hands full because of the last 8 years. And you might even go back a little bit further than that. We've made a lot of mistakes, but when are we going to correct it? Are we just going to bury our hand in the sand and think that what we've experienced in the last 8 years, that it deserves to be continued? I'm sorry. If that's where you think we ought to go, I can't get into that parade line. I really cannot. This is Bill Martinez. It's a wrap for us today. Thank you so much for being with us. The next time we talk, we'll be in California, so we'll talk to you then. Take care.
In certain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay?